Welcome to Living Above the Drama. I'm your host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio, and today my guest is Dr. Elson Haas. Dr. Haas is a pioneer of the field of integrative and natural medicine. He is a visionary medical physician who for the past 46 years has been the people's doctor, bringing health information and healing to millions through his private practice and his 11 best-selling books, starting with his classic bestseller, Staying Healthy with the Seasons, and his new book, Staying Healthy with the New Medicine. Dr. Haas blazed the trail for the innovative whole person medicine we see today as he continues to offer natural, innovative methods for individuals seeking to either regain or maintain excellent health. Dr. Haas, I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
Oh, it's great. Really, thank you for that wonderful intro.
You're more than welcome. It's really a pleasure. Today, we have one of the original pioneers in the field. I mean, when you and I did the pre-interview, you mentioned Arola and all these, you know, fabulous folks from about 50 years ago. And you are part of the new wave, as they call it, meaning the new group that has come in after those wonderful pioneers and really brought this into mainstream. So today is exciting because we can talk to you as I think you referred to yourself as a barefoot doctor, and we can talk to you as one of the people who has really made it possible for us to go to work.
Barefoot right now talking to you.
So you're just not only metaphorically the barefoot doctor, you're the actual barefoot doctor.
I know, since being a pioneer, I moved out of my log cabin. Now I have a teepee in my backyard. But I have a real house now, too. So that's good.
Well, you also have a really great sense of humor. Let's talk about you when we first started chatting. You said that in 1974, you were working with teachers such as Bernard Jensen, the great, great doctor, who iridology became synonymous with his name, Paavo Arola, the detox doctor. There were so many people back then who were bringing forth natural medicine, natural health care. And you were kind of a young sprout at that time, right?
Right, I was just out of medical school and internship and into practice, and I just realized I didn't know much. I didn't learn medical school. I didn't learn about health and healing. I didn't learn about food. I didn't learn about, energy and traditional Chinese medicine, herbal medicine, any of those things that I started studying, back in the 70s. And I realized, this is valuable information. It's valuable therapies. It's been around for hundreds of years. We shouldn't throw it away. We should incorporate that into, family medicine, Western medicine. And that's really what's happened in the last 40 years. And I'm really excited that, it really has evolved at the level it has.
Right. And the thing that's so wonderful, and I have to give you kudos for this. You had the insight, you had the consciousness and the awareness. You and I talked about it. Sometimes you don't know, is that innate? Is that something that someone comes into the world? Because we see this a lot. Someone comes into the world and they have an innate attraction and an innate knowledge of things that other people aren't even thinking about. And then 20, 30, 40 years later, all of a sudden, it explodes, it becomes mainstream. And this is precisely what's happened in your career. And I shared with you a little bit about me because I helped to, pioneer the whole health movement. So I give you kudos for that because, a lot of times, I don't know how this strikes you, but people who actually start the movements are kind of not recognized once it becomes really very, very popular. But tell me about your experience. You've helped so many people. You've written so many books. Let's talk about you, your practice, and you've got a lot of thoughts and philosophies about how to stay well. So
I read some of the metaphysical works and a Journey of the Sun and the Moon by Manly Hall. And I realized, what I am is a philosopher physician looking, and that was the barefoot doctors also, that they really worked with communities and families to keep them well and use the wisdom. And the wisdom was of nature, of the cycles of the seasons, about, eating close to nature. And even you know, the beginning of Staying Healthy with the Seasons book, which came out originally in 1981, and still in print, you know, 37 years later. The quote I have from Hippocrates says, "Whoever wishes to investigate medicine should proceed thus: examine the seasons of the year and what effects they have on us." And I don't think we're, I think still that's one of the core ideas. I mean, the simplest message about good nutrition is eat locally, eat seasonally. What does nature provide you? That should be a core part of your diet, plus all the other things that you can do. Learn the difference between real food and treat foods, which is so prevalent, all the processed foods and chips and sodas and candy and, you know, baked goods. You know, all those things should be a small part of our eating. And that's when I work with children as well and families. That's a message that I give to everybody.
Well, what you're describing is also very macrobiotic, and the idea of eating with the seasons. So okay, you start thinking about this stuff, you're reading all this stuff, and so how did you then move forward into your private practice and start writing books?
Well, it's an evolution. Okay, so basically, as I started to study nutrition, herbal medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, mind-body healing and using guided imagery and learning body work and structural alignment and all that, I said, this is part of what I want to practice. And I started writing local newsletters with my associate Bethany. And this is when you had to type things up, when you had to go print things and send them off. And I started writing this, you know, Staying Healthy in Spring, Staying Healthy in Summer. And I printed them on colored paper. You know, at that time we had a word called mimeographing.
Where
you
oh, roll. Sure.
So nobody knows what that is now. But so I started sending them to family and friends around the country and give them out to patients that I was seeing. And people are saying, "We like this. Do more. So it evolved into a book. I found a publisher through magical ways that I just met somebody in this town I was practicing. It sold the company. So I published originally with a company called Celestial Arts in Berkeley, California. And the book kind of took off in the sense that there was nothing really, and no doctor particularly, but anyone had really written about what I will call integrative medicine now, which is multidisciplinary approach. So that really got me out there a bit. I started speaking around. I started teaching nurses. I traveled to China and a group. I was one of the teachers on this tour of China in 1984. So it really kind of took off. And then I realized that this idea of writing and teaching and sharing information. So I started writing this other book, which was called Staying Healthy with Modern Medicine, which is about understanding how, you know, the multidisciplinary action of evaluating people and testing them and all that. But I started writing this section on nutrition, and it took off. A one-page outline became a 1,200-page book. And I wrote about every nutrient, and those people who have studied and, you know, who do nutrition certification classes, many of them have used my Staying Healthy with Nutrition book. But that took, you know, almost 10 years to kind of get that done. And then from there, I realized that the detox process and getting people off of what I call the snacks, S-N-A-C-C, sugar, nicotine, alcohol, caffeine, chemicals. It's one of my many acronyms. I like acronyms because people can remember them better. And so I wrote my detox diet book, which really was one of the first books out on detox. I was called the detox doc for, you know, I still am some. And so that's really been, you know, exploration of that. And then I, you know, started doing books on food and certain diets. I have a book, from Ballantine called The False Fat Diet, which is all about food allergy and weight and hormones and digestion and how it ties all together. And then my recent book, Staying Healthy with New Medicine, which is really another octave of my Seasons book. And NEW, N-E-W, is another acronym. It stands for Natural, Eastern, and Western. So I go through all the different, the three systems, and I feel like, you know, when we incorporate all those three systems into healthcare and into our individual health regimen, we have the potential to really improve health and stay healthy without, you know, strong drugs. I mean, each of them, Natural, Eastern, and Western, I write about their strengths and weaknesses, what I would use, you know, one for and maybe not the other. And then I also write about looking at causes of diseases, because In Western medicine, we tend to treat from the outside in. We name the disease, and then we give it medicine to try and, you know, make it go away. But if you're really practicing a more integrative approach, you're asking a different question when you don't feel well. Instead of what can I take to make this go away, it's, well, why is this present in my life? What's going on? What, you know, is there something I'm doing or a way I'm thinking that's kind of causing this? You know, a lot of times it's stress. It's the way we, you know, if your digestive tract is off and upset or you have diarrhea or constipation, a lot of times it's the way we internalize our emotions. So, you know, those are just, you know, some examples, but, you know, the idea that we can use a more integrative approach, natural Eastern or Western approach, you know, medicine is something we can apply to many common problems, including, you know, mood and energy disorders, one of my favorite areas to talk about, you know, fatigue, insomnia, anxiety, and depression. You know, most of our country, people have one of those, if not several of those issues, and they're all really tied into balancing our mood and energy. And that's been my most recent work, is a course I have online called Regain Your Natural Energy. And it's about really improving sleep, getting natural energy there so we don't have to use, most people in our culture, Georgiana, are using stimulants and sedatives to alter their mood and energy. And
when we talked about that on the pre-interview, and you were very passionate about that. You talked about the stimulation sedation syndrome, and you said the most common complaints are the fatigue, insomnia, anxiety, and depression. And that's kind of like a sweet spot for you. So do you want to talk about, like, what do? Somebody comes in and says, oh, doc, I'm so fatigued, I can't sleep, I'm having anxiety, or I feel depressed. How do you approach that?
Well, sometimes they need medicine, and I do that as well. But if we really want to get to the core, the question is always, why? You know, if you're doing 3 cups of coffee a day and you're wired and tired at night, but you can't sleep and you're agitated, you know, that's a factor. If your diet, if you're eating foods that you're reacting to, that can alter your energy. It really starts with it's a very individual process, and it starts with connecting with our own energy levels and when we have good energy and when we don't, looking at all the factors. So, you know, one of my philosophies in health and healthcare is how we look and feel is a result of how we live, primarily. So if you don't feel well, in the first place to look at lifestyle, we talked about this too, lifestyle first, natural therapies second, drugs and surgery last. So if we can correct something on a lifestyle basis and that helps us feel better, you know, that's a good place to start. So my message to people is, you know, when you don't feel well, you know, if you're really dependent on caffeine and sugar to get going in the day, you're using alcohol at night or cannabis or things like that to sedate yourself, you know, take an honest look at where you are and ask yourself, you know, I believe our brain and body and our life is like a computer. When we ask the right questions internally into our psyche, a lot of times the information, the guidance will come. And that was really the beginning of my career, using guided imagery and talking to people and taking people on, you know, inner guided journey, so to speak, to talk to their wise selves to say, well, you have this problem because of this, you know, or because of that, and here's what you need to do. And a lot of times from a Jungian alchemical perspective, it's because our active and receptive, our masculine and our feminine, our yin and yang energies are out of balance, and we're struggling with those two. A lot of times our mind takes over and we're not listening to our heart, or sometimes our heart takes over and we're not listening to our simple, you know, mental guidance. So I mean,
how do you make that determination? Do you have particular evaluations or questionnaires, or how do you make the determination? Is it simply by speaking to the person and talking to them and seeing if you can identify, like, what is the lifestyle or what is the imbalance or the lack of moderation that's going on that's causing these problems?
Well, for sure. I have a 5-page questionnaire that I have printed in the back of Staying Healthy with the Seasons, which really looks at people's whole lives. A basic medical history, you know, past medical things, allergies, what medicines you're on, what supplements you take, you know, it's called review of systems, where you look at, do they have headaches or digestive stuff. I look at people's family history. I look at their, when they have energy, do they have, are they over emotional or under, you know, all these different things in there that integrates natural Eastern and Western medicine. And then I have them really look at it, and oftentimes we try initially to a lot of times the initial treatment is a test. Let's see how you feel. Let's see, you're doing, 3 cups of coffee a day. You eat sugar regularly. You're not sleeping well at night. You're taking a pill or not. You're just not sleeping well. What if we change these things? What if you take a break from a stimulant and you take a couple of days to kind of adjust to that, and you start really nourishing yourself with better food? You get off wheat and dairy and maybe soy, whatever we decide with the individual, but a lot of times I find in healthcare and getting success with patients is it's like when I say, people don't exercise well, I say, you know what the best exercise is? And they'll guess a few things. And I say, no, it's the one that you'll actually do. So I find that I have to give people something that they'll do. I've spoken a lot to, like, students graduating and, from nutrition schools, from med schools, et cetera. I said a good practitioner tunes into where someone is at and helps them take the next couple steps. I mean, I could see people and give them a very lofty, idealistic lifestyle program, but they're not going to be able to do it. It's too different from what they normally do.
Precisely. What we say in the program that I'm involved with is educational program. Nobody wants to be told what to do. The reality is, and we're just starting to come to this now, we're starting to realize that people don't want to be told what to do, not even by their doctors. There was one study that said, it was a Harvard study that said 7 out of 8 people who've been told by their doctors that they have a life-threatening, serious condition, and if they don't make changes, they will likely die in a relatively short period of time. Only 1 out of 8 people will actually make a change. So people don't like to be told what to do. They want to find their own way, as you have well pointed out. And what do you find the best way to approach that is?
I think, paint picture. I'm going back to when I added in my updated detox diet book, I wrote a chapter on teenagers and detox. And teens are a good example of people, of youngsters who don't want to be told what to do. They know stuff. And so I had this whole group I was helping my son in Ghana, Africa, do healthcare, and we were at this retreat center, and there was a whole group of teenagers there. So I sat at the table with them. I said, "Look, I'm working on a chapter on habit changes, and what would help you listen to this kind of information, like trying an elimination diet, or if you don't like how your skin looks, eating better, getting off away from fried foods, maybe taking a break from dairy, which is a common, cow's milk products, which is some kids react to, it causes their skin problems." They said, "Well, if you tell us what will happen if we don't do that, that would probably motivate us and paint a picture of what it looks like to really, improve our health or feel vital." I mean, when you're younger, you can get away with a lot more stuff. Mm-hmm. And, I had to go through in my later 20s, I kind of opened up to all this because I did a 10-day juice cleanse back in 1975, and it changed my allergies, it dropped my weight. I started to feel so healthy and vital compared, a mid-20-year-old is, usually feeling pretty good and has energy. And I did have that, but I didn't feel this clarity and this vitality that I started to feel. So I made a shift in my attitude. One of my 5 keys to staying healthy, attitude kind of is important. I said, "Wow, I only have one body. It's important. It's crucial that I take care of that body. It matters what I put in my mouth. I'm going to start doing better with that." So I changed my diet. This is what, 40 some years ago. And I've been doing, I do a 10-day juice cleanse every year. I take people along with me. I'll do an autumn detox program. I'm doing a lot more online teaching, including my, a course called Regain Your Natural Energy that you can get through my website. And that's something that really helped people, detoxify their body, shift away from the stimulation sedation syndrome. So that, to me, that's, there's a key. Some people you have to find the opening. This part we talked about, helping people take their next steps. People are open at a certain way. They're open from sometimes a mental place or an emotional place. And you have to find that opening where you can really reach them. Some people I see in practice are closed down pretty much. They only want, "Just fix me, doctor. I don't want to
sure,
hear about
sure.
my dad or anything like that." And other people are just, they can't get enough, So it really is, you have to find out where the opening is with individuals and they have to find that out too. But you know, one of the ways I'm different than a typical conventional doctor, I say, because I can call myself traditional because I use traditions of medicine, you know, still in practice today.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, one of the keys is just to really engage with people, have them do a cooperative. You know, one of the courses I teach is called Being Your Own Best Doctor. What does mm-hmm. it take for you to really take charge? So instead of me telling people what to do, it says, you know, I'll ask them something like, you know, if you could change a few things, what do you think may be undermining your health? If you could change a few things in your habits, and this is how I leave people after I have a speaking, you know, if I'm speaking to a group, what are three things that you can do right now that probably would change your health outcome? And people tune into that. They ask that question. They'll say, all right, I got to reduce my sugar intake. I need to move my body. I can't sit at my computer for 6 hours straight. You know, it could be one of 100 things. But that's, you know, that really gives people, it gives them the core responsibility to take care of their body and to lead the path. So, you know, it's like I don't like to take people over. I mean, that was the resistance I had to Western medicine, the patriarchal system that I went to school in, and went in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to a really good medical school, you know. But people were treated like the diseases they are. It was very authoritarian. They weren't really engaged. They were just told what to do and how they would be fixed, you know. Mm-hmm. And to me, I said, medicine has to be much more than this. If it's not, I don't want to do it, you know.
One of my
philosophies in practice is I want healthcare to be fun and educational. And really help people stay healthy or improve their health so they can feel it. So the difference I see a lot of new patients in practice where most doctors have enough chronic patients they don't have room for new patients because people mm-hmm. don't get better. Mm-hmm. Most of my patients, you get better enough that they don't really need to come in regularly and they need to get a lot. I see a lot of patients who are on three or four medicines from their other doctors and say, I don't feel well. I can't do this. I've been lecturing for 35 years, and I tell groups a lot. If I see people on three medicines or more, they usually don't feel well. 9 out of 10 times, they don't feel well, and a lot of people are aware of that, and they come back and they say, "Help me reduce these." And you have to do it logistically. You can't just say Western medicine is bad. You know, we've got to get their blood pressure under control. We got improve their cardiovascular risk. But when you start working on your health and improving your health, guess what? Your blood pressure starts to come down naturally. You can use less medicines. Your blood sugar gets more in balance. I mean, to me, one of the great values of integrative practice is that you can take these beginning problems of high blood pressure, prediabetes and early diabetes, high cholesterol, and, you know, cardiovascular issues, and you can start to reverse that. And almost all the integrative doctors and functional medicine docs around the country see that.
Absolutely. Doctor, we have to take a break. I don't mean to interrupt you. I know that this is your passion and it's wonderful. We need to take a commercial break. When we come back, we can continue this conversation. One of the things that we do want to talk to you about in your book, The New Medicine, you really talk about, which is a fascinating subject, what Western medicine is good for and what it's maybe not so good for. So when we come back, if we can shift gears just a little bit and get to your book, The New Medicine, and talk about that, that will be fantastic. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We will be right back with Dr. Elson Haas.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donadio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful peer presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. work within healthcare environments, or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health, visit www.niwh.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL, 888-354-4325.
If someone said you could transform your life and enhance your relationships by using a few simple communication techniques that can be applied in almost any setting, would you want to learn these skills? If the answer is yes, you've picked up the right book. This easy-to-read guide is loaded with simple skills that have been scientifically shown to have a huge impact on our relationships. By using the steps in this book, you will be able to enhance not only your life, but the lives of everyone around you. If you have the intention to practice and apply these skills, it will become a natural part of who you are. A true must-read for anyone who wants to transform their professional and personal lives. Changing behavior. Immediately transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills by Georgiana Donadio.
You can purchase Changing Behavior by Dr. Georgiana Donadio by visiting Amazon.com, where it is available in both Kindle ebook and paperback.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of HealthCorp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way. What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they've brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
Today with Dr. Elson Haas, MD, the author of Integrating Natural Eastern and Western Approaches for Optimal Health in his best-selling book, Staying Healthy with the New Medicine. And NEW stands for Natural Eastern and Western. Before the break, I asked Dr. Haas if when we come back, he would talk to us about some of the content of his book. He talks about Western medicine and the advantages of Western medicine, and when practiced well, it's a great gift. And also the disadvantages. We all know, we've all heard the stories and maybe had some experience where medicine was less than optimal and in some cases not preferable at all. So Dr. Haas, would you please talk to us about the experience you've had for 46 years as a medical doctor and as a natural practitioner and natural physician, what are these advantages and what should we remember in our process of using the new medicine as opposed to the traditional medicines?
Yes, okay. Well, of course, I mean, we wouldn't be where we are without Western medicine. It has had great breakthroughs. Antibiotics have been a great, you know, we're saving lives. We're helping people live, you know, averagely into their 70s instead of, you know, dying at 40. You know, water is cleaner. You know, Western medicine is strong. Yeah, if I'm really, you know, I mean, I still, you know, I write prescriptions every day that I see patients. I'm treating, bacterial infections with antibiotics. I'm helping people sleep when they can't, while at the same time we're working on how do we get them to sleep better without, if there's trauma, I mean, what, you know, I mean, none of the other systems do surgery, you know, so and we can fix things, we can take parts out, we can replace parts. I mean, I see people every day that have a new hip or a new knee, even some now new shoulders and ankles, you know, so, you know, there's a lot more bionic long-term, you know, issues. We're keeping people longer with heart disease by, you know, giving, you know, by surgery or by putting stents in, you know, where they would, you know, usually typically die sooner. So if there's trauma, and Andy Weil's written about this too a little bit as well, you know, I mean, Western medicine is good. If you're injured in a car accident, you're really sick, you break a bone, you know, there's nothing like Western medicine. It's good at mechanics. You know, it's really good at diagnosing things. I mean, that's often the goal of many doctors is just to figure out, well, what do you have? You know, what's
exactly,
going on?
Exactly. So, exactly. Yes.
Testing, the X-ray, the CT scans, and CAT scans, MRIs. I mean, it's just wonderful technology. I mean, just like, you know, we've gone from you know, smoke signals and beyond to being able to reach anybody in the world in a second. You know, with the internet and the technology that we have, and you know, Western medicine has evolved like that too. So, and I, you know, I do a lot of work with gastrointestinal issues and yeast and parasites. You know, I use drugs there. I think they actually work almost better than a lot of the longer term herbal treatments. But you know, I also support people in doing what they believe in. So, you know, if they don't want to use drugs, then we can do natural remedies. It's just, you know, it takes a little longer. I mean, on one side, Western medicines are strong, and that's a strength, and it's also a weakness because they're strong and they have a lot more effects and they can cause side effects. You know, one of the benefits I see about more natural therapies and, you know, elimination diets and, you know, detox and all that is there's a lot of side benefits. You know, people, you know, maybe treating their headaches and their allergies, but they also drop some weight, their digestion feels better, their skin is better, they have better energy. So I call those side benefits that we get from, you know, another treatment program. So, you know, where I think in one of my upcoming book called New Medicine Solutions looks at what I would call all the problems that Western medicine alone does not address well. And that includes weight issues and, you know, weight gain and beginning diabetes, mood and energy disorders, so to get rid of that complex of fatigue, insomnia, anxiety, and depression, you know, hormonal balancing and aging and hormones, how do we address that? You know, even cardiovascular disease prevention, immune system, hyperimmunity or low immunity. I have a book out called Ultimate Immunity by Rodale that's a really well-done book, really about all the immune system. Autoimmune issues are much more common these days. You know, so, you know, Western medicine alone does not treat those very well, and that's where, you know, a more natural approach and even bringing traditional Chinese medicine in can help people improve their health with those kinds of conditions.
Okay, so would you say that basically medicine has, over the years, it seems to have become the umbrella kind of a go-to treatment for just about everything, but medicine really, as it's being recrafted today, is more the technological. It's more of the more aggressive, traumatic, invasive kind of treatment for more traumatic, invasive conditions. It seems that medicine today, and I couldn't agree with you more, I think that I always say to my patients, look, if your doctor wants you to go see, get a CAT scan or get an MRI, do it, because medicine shines. Medicine never shines more brightly than in the diagnostic area. It's brilliant, it's wonderful, and it can identify exactly what's going on. So medicine seems to be redefining itself so that it's not just a matter of covering everything. It doesn't cover everything
very
true. Well.
It's true. Part of it is that one of the issues that we have is that Western medicine is the dominant practice in our country and, you know, around the world, really. And it's also what's covered by insurances. So people, when they're going to see even an alternative doc, I mean, I'm one of the few offices and the doctors in the Northern California Bay Area that takes insurance and Medicare, because I figured out how to do it in, you know, kind of a good balanced way with people. But most people, if you're going to a naturopath, you're going to an acupuncturist, or you're taking natural products over drugs, know, you're paying out of pocket for that. Not everybody wants to do that. So we have a little bit of a monopoly going on where, you know, your Western medicine approach is covered, but nothing else is. You know,
right.
That hopefully will be changing. It's changed a little bit over the last 20 years, but not that much to make a difference for people.
What's really changing now, as far as that's concerned, is 80% of Americans have health spending, health flex spending, and health care reimbursement. So you've got a vast majority of people that actually have dollars that can be designated to just about anything they want it to be designated for. And what's happening is a lot of people are using those dollars to get the kinds of services that maybe their insurance company won't pay for.
Yeah, so they're called HSAs, health savings accounts, and they're pre-tax dollars that you put away, you have to use. I'd question you on whether 80% of people have that. I don't see it anywhere.
Well, 80% of the working population, adult population of the United States, has an insurance policy that includes those things. And I got that from actuarial tables. That's where I get all my information, because the actuarials are actually, they've got it down to a science, so they know what's going on. But the point being is I really do see a shift in this, because the consumer, it is really the consumer that has driven much of the change in healthcare over the last 20 years. I'm sure you'd agree with that.
Yep. Yeah, and that's why I focus my education and writing on consumers. I've written all my books are self-help books. They help people think and learn. I mean, the more knowledge we have individually, the greater we can apply that. So I'm always writing to consumer. I'm not writing books for doctors, even though a lot of practitioners use my book as it helps them explain to their patients, you know, what they're up to. You know, even my Staying Healthy with the Seasons book has been used by countless, Chinese medicine practitioners, because it helps their patients understand what they're up to. Looking at the elements, the five elements, the seasons, the acupuncture meridians, and all that. So, you know, to me, and when we get into working with energy medicine, we're at a more subtle level than when we're just treating symptoms and treating diseases.
Yeah, let's talk about energy medicine, because energy medicine has exploded. It has just come onto the scene, the whole notion that, you know, everything is energy. I was listening to a gentleman, I was in a doctor's office the other day, I was actually there for a patient, and I was listening to a gentleman explaining to the receptionist, the man's wife is a nurse, and she was interested in this, and she showed this to him as well. There was a video about how they used energy, actual energy, generation to heal a tumor. And it was all on video, it was on ultrasound, the whole thing. That energy today is being seen in all forms, in actual energy, medicinal energy, using it in terms of laying on of hands, using it in terms of thought energy, visualization. Energy medicine is huge now. And more people are actually buying into the fact that we are energy beings. So what is your comment experience working with
that? Oh, it's true. We are energy beings. The whole traditional Chinese medicine system, our meridians, our chakras, we're all electromagnetic. We're affected by all the electromagnetics around us. So that's why I work. You know, I have people go out, take a break from your computer, go outside, put your feet on the earth, put your feet on the grass, ground yourself again. I did a show. I was on Coast to Coast with George Noria a couple weeks ago, talking about metaphysical and energy medicine. So we did a two-hour show on really in-depth ideas, including the symbolism of, you know, the tarot and astrology and numerology and all those things. I mean, those are things when I was studying nutrition and herbs and Chinese medicine, I was also studying all the, you know, the metaphysical sciences. That, you know, most people wouldn't call them sciences, but they've definitely been around for thousands of years, our understanding of the energies of things, you know. And that's always been a fascination for me. You know, when I first started practicing and cleansing and clearing myself, I was aware of the synchronicity of things in life and paying attention to that. And it's really helped me have much more of a Taoist practice where I pay attention to how things are flowing and I try and go with that. And, you know, one of the things I developed, you know, 40 years ago was sonopuncture, using sound tuning forks on the acupuncture system. And people, I mean, it was an incredible experience to evaluate it, actually, initially. and see, like, put my tuning fork on a point on the foot, like on the liver point, and people say, oh, I feel that up here, and they point over to the side on the rib cage, and I look on the acupuncture chart and say, wow, that's liver 21. That's the other end of the liver meridian. That's cool that you shared that back with me. And they didn't know any of that. And then I just started having many, many experiences like that where people would feel certain things, or just even putting a tuning fork on and people would say, I see the color blue. And then I go into my system and I say, oh, the note G is related to the color blue, because blue sound and color and light are all in cycles per second. They're all frequencies. They're all energies. And those are the pure form. And staying healthy with new medicine, I explore those areas, all the energy systems as part of, the many systems that you can incorporate. And I have patients all the time say, I go to this person, they do Reiki, they're doing laying on the hands, I'm going to this intuitive healer. I even have in my office, I have a lady who practiced traditional Chinese medicine for 30 plus years. She's now our medical intuitive. She reads the energy on people. It's not a psychic reading per se. It's just looking at their patterns and what emotions are tied up. See, Jung was incredible with this kind of information. The symbolism, the whole alchemically the issue was that when we have a problem, the conflict, the emotions, and the solution are all kind of trapped in this capsular of energy. When we can tap into that and release it, all that stuff comes out, and we have a rising up to our conscious mind about what the conflicts are and what we need to do to resolve it. I mean, to me, that's the deeper level of healing, when we deal with the conflicts and of dis-ease, I call it. When we're having a conflict between our mind and body, our heart, and we're having to listen to something. And when we pay attention to that and follow that flow, it's kind of, more of the Taoism idea, then we start to heal and we move forward. So to me, and I wrote about it in the end of Staying Healthy with the Seasons, is that illness is conflict, healing has to do with learning and evolution. And I still, 40 plus years later, I still think that's true.
Right. Well, I think you just opened up the next subject for the very last 10 minutes of our show. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'd really like you to share with the audience. We talked about at the during the pre-interview, we talked about how even today the idea of loving and having love in your life has really come to fore. Even Medicare is suggesting to physicians, when interviewing people, when talking with your patients, to really ask them about the love in their life. And for many, many years, this was considered to be, disconnected. I think one of the great things, if we go back, and look at the history of healing and medicine and the soul, if we look at the early days of the church and we look at the church and we look at medicine, what we know is that the church said, we're in charge of the soul and the heart, and you're in charge of the body. So medicine became kind of detached from the whole emotional, psychological, psychosocial component of the human being. And now, today, it's come full circle, because the whole idea of integration, what are we integrating? We're integrating the body with the mind and the spirit. So we've gone, from the days of many centuries ago, we have come full circle to integrating the whole person into the way that we're addressing them. So when we take a break, we're going to come back. We're going to be talking about, if you would share with us your experience as a physician with relationships in people's lives, depression, loneliness, love, commitment, all of those things that we really don't generally think about as being part of our healthcare profile, but certainly really are. Don't go away, anybody. We will be back with Dr. Haas in just a few moments.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of HealthCorp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way.
What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
If someone said you could transform your life and enhance your relationships by using a few simple communication techniques that can be applied in almost any setting, would you want to learn these skills? If the answer is yes, you've picked up the right book. This easy-to-read guide is loaded with simple skills that have been scientifically shown to have a huge impact on our relationships. By using the steps in this book, you will be able to enhance not only your life, but the lives of everyone around you. If you have the intention to practice and apply these skills, it will become a natural part of who you are. A true must-read for anyone who wants to transform their professional and personal lives. Changing Behavior. Immediately transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills by Georgiana Donadio.
You can purchase Changing Behavior by Dr. Georgiana Donadio by visiting Amazon.com, where it is available in both Kindle ebook and paperback.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donadio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful peer presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health, visit www.niwh.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL, 888-354-4325.
And we are back. We are talking to Dr. Elson Haas, who is the author of 11 best-selling books, his latest, Staying Healthy with the New Medicine. Dr. Haas is a pioneer. He is someone who actually was there back when, before integrative, holistic, natural, whole person care was even being seen as a valid concept. And he's done extraordinary work. He's written extraordinary books. And he's sharing with us his experience of 46 years as a medical physician, as an author, and as a teacher. So, Dr. Haas, before the break, we talked about taking a look at love and relationships. This is like a big thing. So you want to share with us your experience of all that?
Yeah, well, definitely. I talk to almost every patient about love and intimacy at some level. And, you know, when I do when people go on Medicare and I do my welcome to Medicare visit, you know, you can talk about, to me, my five keys to staying healthy. You know, good food, you know, fitness, sleep, managing stress, and attitude. So when I did my first cleanse, I shifted my attitude. I said, wow, this is the only body I have. I'm going to treat it with love. So So that's the energy that I want people to get, is that your number one responsibility in life, or maybe number two for some people, is to take care of the only body you have. And the better you take care of it, the more you're going to enjoy it as it goes. The same, no different than a car or some other kind of your computer or things like that. So in Medicare, one of the questions they have is, do you have love in your life? Do you have support? Do you have a psychosocial phenomenon? Do you have good friends? And when I see people who are more isolated and don't have that, by the way, I see many women kind of who've gone through menopause and it's just like trying to keep a relationship is complicated. I mean, relationships are people. We're not really trained that well in how to really be in a relationship, to be able to be honest and forthright, and have it work and have two people trust one another and be able to communicate. It's almost like finding a good doctor. You need to have a mutual respect. I have a whole chapter in New Medicine on, good doctor-patient relationships. But really, the key is, I tell people, look, I'm not. You may choose to be not in a relationship because it's complicated, but our relationships are where we learn, where we grow, where we get challenged. And I'm not personally willing to live without love and intimacy in my life. So you may choose to do that, but if we get you feeling better, or for some women, if we get your hormones up a little bit, you're going to start to feel a little bit more alive, and maybe you'll be interested in, connecting more with people. But, to me, it's really, it's an important area. And, I don't like to see people when they're lonely, because they're more easily depressed. And, you want to have, even especially after you retire from work, or even, when you're working, you want to have something to look forward to. And, many people don't look forward to going to work or school, but they look forward to hanging out with their friends, or going out to dinner, or going to the movies, or going to a sports event, or things like that. So, I would encourage people just to find fun in games. I've developed over, all these years, my personal philosophy, which is keep love in my heart, say yes whenever I can, but be able to say no. So sometimes that relates to no to certain kinds of foods, no to certain people, but usually whenever I can say yes, I will say yes. And, I kind of believe what Ellen says on her show at the end of every show, be kind to one another. So I think part of our life force, when we're, kind and friendly, we have things go a little more smoothly, I think your show is called Getting Above the Drama, we get above the drama when we think positively. And when we, practice, kindness and compassion and really engage with others.
Well, what's really interesting is, why is integrative medicine exciting? I'll tell you why it is to me, and I think why it is to the people that I see, the patients that I see. The whole idea of understanding that loving and caring and having relationships that are mutually respective and that are compassionate towards one another. That's the real magic of integrative medicine, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, personally, you and I talked about this. Nutrition's nutrition. People are going to eat the way they're going to eat. And yeah, when they become better educated and it's demystified and they understand why, if they don't do this or that, something's going to happen. But people basically eat from between our ears. We live from between our ears. And unless we have an emotional limbic system, amygdala brain function that really helps us to connect our feelings, our thoughts, our emotions, our attitudes with what's going on in our day-to-day life, that's the real magic of integration. Because Descartes, I was talking about Descartes a while ago. I mean, we got to this point in medical history where they said, okay, we're gonna split the body. This is the body part, and this is the rest of the human being. And for decades and centuries, we've been living with a segmented human being. And now what's happening is we're saying, look, if you love, I mean, we all know when people are in love, they're never happier. When what's it? Freud said we are never so hopelessly unhappy as when we lose love. We know that love is one of the essential elements, belonging, being accepted, being part of things. And yet so much of integrative medicine, you talked about it, but so many times when I talk to integrative doctors, they're more interested in talking about modalities and the right diet and getting the right exercise and getting enough sleep. But what we don't talk about enough is the impact, the profound impact and the connection between how we feel if we're loved, if we're accepted, if we belong, and how that affects our physical body. So I know that that's an issue for you, and I know that that's something you discuss with your patients. And how do you find in the older population, because this has become quite an issue, that people are really struggling? Families are not the way they used to be. Families are living far, far apart. I just took one man over to Beth Israel. He is having heart surgery, and it was absolutely amazing. He needed a patient advocate because his children were nowhere to be seen. That's many really tragic.
Many people to navigate the Western medicine system need an advocate, especially older people. But, you know, it starts with how we're raised. Most people are still working out how their parents treated them. If they said, oh, you're a wonderful, brilliant child, you're going to be do great things in the world, you know, or you're a piece of crap and you're not never going to do anything, you know, if people are abusive and all that, you know, everyone in their 20s, 30s, and later are carrying this and they have to work it out. One of the issues that I see is that people, they know pretty well how to get along, but we're never taught how to not get along. One of my favorite sections in Staying Healthy with New Medicine in the stress and relationship area is entitled Fair Fighting, The Art and Technique for Peacefully Not Getting Along. And that has to do with really listening and not learning the difference between a reaction and a response, where we really listen to someone, we acknowledge what we heard them say, we don't take it personally, it's not stated personally, it's more in the, I felt like this when you did X, Y, or Z, rather than say, you did it and you blame people for that. So to me, that's important because people fall out of love. They fall out of their relationship because they don't know how to heal the divisive energies that come about, you know, when they get angry with someone. I mean, the important thing is you ideally, when you have a loved one, you never say things out of anger. You never blame people, you know, but most of the time you should really be conscious of saying it in a way that has some kindness and compassion to it. When you get mad, you tend to say vindictive things. So that's why people fall out of love. They lose it. They go through traumatic divorces, with hate. And, you know, my belief is if you had love with somebody and you were with them, and especially if you had kids and raised them, it's your job to keep that whole and healthy. That was family for you, and you should never disband that, you know. So, you know, and that's a lot of see. People are traumatized a lot by their negative experiences, and when they feel like, you know, they got taken advantage of, they got hurt, they got abused, you know. So those are the things we need to heal. And, you know, as we said, love is what heals that.
Love is what heals it. And the reality is, I don't know, I've been in medicine probably just a teeny tiny bit longer than you, but because I started in nursing when I was really young. But the thing is that I've never seen anything, any condition, whether it was in the nursing home or the hospital or in my office, I've never seen any condition that isn't healed more quickly, more rapidly, more completely when there is love that's introduced into part of the prescription. Dr. Haas, thank you so much for being with us. You have
My website is Elson Haas.
Yeah, we're going to ask about that. Would you please let us know? How can people get a hold of you?
Website, elsonhaasmd.com, ElsonHaasMD.com. I have a clinic, Preventive Medical Center of Marin in San Rafael, California. Just on my website, you can communicate that way. Check out my Regain Your Natural Energy program. It's really a well done guided tour of your body and habit changing your habits and improving your health. And that's been my goal, is to help everybody stay healthy and get more vitality out of life.
Well, you keep on doing what you're doing, because I've seen pictures of you. Dr. Haas is 72, and I swear, if you saw him, you'd think he's in his 50s. So if you want to know the secret of youth, read Dr. Haas's books. Thank you so much again for being on the show. And listeners, don't forget, come back next week for another exciting educational and inspirational program on Living Above the Drama.